We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
If they signed a 36-year-old linebacker tomorrow would you go, let's not major in doing that, right? Now, London Fletcher was awesome at 36, but you see the point. We remember, you know, if a running back comes off of an exploded ACL towards the end of the season, would you go, yeah, that guy's probably going to run for 2,000 yards. Adrian Peterson did. You know what I mean? Like, that's the exception. It's notable because it's crazy. I see your point.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here telling
you. It's happened before. It's not impossible.
And I'm not telling you a word about Terry's age right now.
Yeah.
I'm not at all. I want him for age 30, 31, 32, and probably 33. I'm down with that. After that, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, good conversation. We're talking about Terry's contract. 800-636-1067 is the number. So Linnell, correctly, thank you again, Ryan. DEFCON 4. I'm a DEFCON 5. Austin, Raleigh, really patient, buddy. Thank you, buddy. You're on the air.
What's up, Austin?
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
I am calm as can be. Terry is the kind of guy that this team is trying to build an identity around, and I know that there's a lot of money that comes into it, but this is all smokescreen from agents and people that aren't actually having a conversation. I feel like they're going to sign. It's going to be a decent contract, well, a good contract, but it's going to end by the time they can pay Jaden. They've got the money. But the point that I wanted to bring up was if they end up trading him or if they end up letting him sit out, they don't have a bona fide one. They don't have a bona fide two behind them, or even really a three. So if this is something that was going to happen, they would have addressed it in the draft and actually got somebody that could fill the shoes for Terry, per se. I don't feel like the team is going to let him go. I think they're going to come to an agreement, and he's going to be paid probably what DK was, maybe a little bit more, and they're going to be perfectly fine with it. There's just nobody behind him that I feel like the team is confident to kind of step in to do.
Austin, thanks, buddy.
Austin, appreciate you. See, I totally disagree. I think the moves they made this offseason say, hey, we've actually invested pretty heavily in the position over the last 2 years. You drafted Luke in the third round last year. You drafted Jalen Lane this past year in the fourth. You traded draft capital for Deebo Samuel.
That's a one-year deal, though.
You re-signed Noah
that's
Brown.
That's heavy investment?
Not heavy investment, but you're definitely putting yourself in a position to where you could be okay with not having the guy. My whole point that I go back to is the type of offense that this is. I don't think this is an offense that is like built to have one guy dominate all of the targets. So if I'm arguing it from their standpoint, if I'm Cliff, I'm like, man, I schemed up Alameda Zacchaeus into damn near 600 yards last year. That's Alameda Zacchaeus. I now have Deebo Samuel to work with, and I have Noah Brown back healthy. Like, I'm not saying that clearly they're better with Terry than they are without, but I don't think life would be over without him. Not by any stretch.
Raphael, California, where are you at on the McLaurin contract situation? Raphael,
hello?
What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
I'm sorry. Hello. Hey, my feeling about this is this. If I was the owner, I could look at my cap. And I'm kind of worried about my cap by doing that. And because of my salary cap, I got to look at my salary cap, stabilize, more button below for the future, which is 2 or 3 years, 4 years. Even for GD5, the future, because there's some teams, they get salary cap hurt, like Dallas, what they did. You know, this is my thought.
No, I hear you, but it's hard to make out some of that. Just the phone's a little muffled. But the point is, this is what I'd always say when it came to different issues, different things. A GM, a coach, a quarterback, a player, whatever. I never fell as hard into certain camps where it's like, I'm team this guy or team that guy. I'm a team guy. When Terry McLaurin doesn't play for this team anymore, and it will happen one day, I'll still be here.
Yeah.
Still rooting for the same team. At some point, and I asked this months ago and nobody really wanted to talk about it, but at some point there is a walk away point. There is some level where you go, you know what? This is now prohibitive. It doesn't make as much sense for us. And I don't think we're going to approach that. Again, I still think this gets done. But my point is, all along, the league will go on without you.
Correct.
The games are scheduled.
Correct.
Right? And there'll be a time where you hang them up, and hopefully it's Ring of Fame type stuff. Hopefully you're the all-time leading receiver in franchise history. You stay here your whole career. You get yourself your jersey retired in 15, 20 years. All in favor of those things because you are a dude that I love. He came on the show for a whole season.
Yeah.
He was never late once, never had groused about it, never rescheduled, was as like him and Kirk Cousins. And that's not to say anyone else that came on the show wasn't awesome too, but like they were the two most conscientious guys about doing it and being on time and giving you what they got.
Yeah.
And we had him on when they were four and a million.
And that's the thing, too. It was bad. It was
and
rough.
He's like, wouldn't say anything bad about anybody at any point in time. It just is a mensch. And I'm just going, I wish I had a single sister that I could pull an off
take
on
her.
You know, like, yeah, be my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Awesome dude. But like, at a certain point, you can't be too emotional about it. That's all, I guess. Dave, Raleigh, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, appreciate the opportunity here. I personally just don't think wide receivers are worth that kind of money. I hear a lot of people talking about debating whether Terry's worth it or not. I don't think any of them are worth it. I mean, it's so dependent upon everybody else. So many teams have shown they can win without it. And I want to ask you guys, just remove Terry from the equation. I mean, do you guys think that the wide receiver is worth being the highest?
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
A player behind the quarterback? I mean, I don't even think it's close. I'd love for you guys to comment on that.
No, it's a great question. I appreciate you asking it. So for me, the answer is yes. You look at everybody, and there's the occasional exception.
Yes.
Right, where you get a team that plays a different way or that's forced to play a different way to kind of make do and revamp. But for the most part, if you're going to compete at the highest level we got, you got the quarterback, check, and at least one baller to catch passes. Where defensive coordinators go, what are we going to do? We have to account for this person. You look at who was great last year? Philadelphia, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams have been really, really good. Cooper Kupp and now Pookie Nukes is my son likes to call him.
Pookie Nukes, I like that.
Baltimore's tried. They're probably the exception. I mean, Zay Flowers is fine, but they don't have a superstar mm-hmm. at that spot. If you want to consistently be good, this is where the league is. You can see how they value it. It's the thrower of the pass, obviously, that's mm-hmm. one. The protector of the passer, that's two. Kind of 2A is the wideout, and then 2B is the person trying to tackle the passer. That's where the money's going.
I think when you have a guy like a Mahomes, a Burrow, a Lamar, once you're in that second contract and they get paid, you kind of see the team's philosophy differ. When Josh Allen's money started
Bills,
to kick in.
Chiefs, yep.
Bills, Chiefs. I think Washington, I also think it's like a team-by-team thing. And I do think Washington's comp, because of how special the quarterback is Baltimore. I think Jaden Daniels proved last year he is a cat that doesn't necessarily need a bona fide number one that's going to get doubled on plays and things of that nature. Like, he gets the ball to go where he wants it to go. And Cliff Kingsbury did a brilliant job scheming open the jaggiest of jag wide receivers last year. And I have the utmost confidence he'll be able to do it again. Is that easier with Terry McLaurin holding down one side of the field? Certainly. But I don't think it's impossible. So to answer the question, like, I think the wide receiver being the second highest paid guy on your team, it's a case-by-case situation for me.
Interesting. So to me, it would be my norm. Mm-hmm. And if I've got to make an exception, I'd make it. Kansas mm-hmm. City is the answer for me. They tried to find a replacement for Tyreek Hill. They've drafted
yes.
high. Multiple receivers.
So they've tried to draft high, but it's about, are you going to allow a lot that amount of cap space to that position? Because I think having the guys in there to do it is
right.
fine. It's about paying them.
Sure, of course. But the point is you have much less flexibility when guys aren't on that rookie deal anymore,
yes,
which is obvious.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, Buffalo had Stephon Diggs until they realized he's probably not the right guy anymore, lost a step or two. We got to do it a different way, and they have. But to me, yes, I'm majoring in the dude that you can't stop. Yeah. That's how I wire an operator. It's a good call, Dave. Appreciate you guys making it. Joel Corey will shed some light on this. One of the smartest dudes out there, salary cap expert, will let us know what's going on. Plus, there's a little bit of collusion I want to ask him about as well. That's Joel Corey next on The Fan.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.